Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the first hump day of the month of March. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Wednesday. I have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music from the Artist of the Week, Miley Cyrus and Pharrell. We also have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, followed by Tanya Topka. She speaks in today's News You Can Use. She's the director for the Office of Defects Investigation at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This week is celebrated as Vehicle Safety Recalls Week, and Tanya talks to us about what you need to know and how to check and see the recall on your vehicle. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In Mississippi news, Jackson and Memphis consider a new approach to crime crisis, says 16WAPT. Chief Wade wants to sit down with local gang leaders. It's a step the mayor of Memphis has already taken. After much bloodshed in January, Jackson's top cop is considering fighting crime in an unorthodox way. I know it's different, but it's something that may could work, and I'm willing to do it, Police Chief Joseph Wade said. Wade is inviting gang leaders in the city to the table, taking a page out of Memphis Mayor Paul Young's book. 2 weeks ago, Young said he sat down with gang members to discuss a 7-day ceasefire after an excessive amount of killing in Memphis just days into the new year. Our city has had a big issue around crime over the last couple of years, and it's been top of mind for everyone, and I thought it was really important for us to not just have dialogue about how to change the community in our boardrooms, but we got to take it to the streets. We got to talk to the people that actually engage in the activity, said Young. Thursday, during a real-time crime community meeting, Chief Wade said much of the violence in the capital city could be traced back to criminal organizations. We have an issue with gang activity. I'm not saying that to scare anybody. I'm saying that to be honest and transparent with our community, said Wade. In recent years, the neighboring southern cities have top lists for high murder rates compared to other cities in the U.S., forcing leaders to find a new approach to reducing crime. I know that it's going to take more than talk, but at the end of the day, we have to start somewhere, Young said. Young said he was both shocked and compelled by what came from the conversation, gang members offering reasoning behind some of the senseless criminal activity Memphis has yet to get a grip on. In national news, independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she won't seek re-election, avoiding a 3-way race with the Associated Press. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona announced Tuesday that she won't run for a second term after her estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless and without a clear path to re-election. Sinema's announcement comes after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan bill to help secure the U.S.-Mexico border and deliver military aid to Ukraine and Israel, which Sinema spent months negotiating. She'd hoped it would be a signature achievement, addressing one of Washington's most intractable challenges, as well as a powerful endorsement for an increasingly lonely view that cross-party deal-making remains possible. But in the end, Sinema's border security ambitions and her career in Congress were swallowed by the partisanship that has paralyzed Congress. I love Arizona, and I am so proud of what we've delivered, she said in a video posted to social media. Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year. Sinema's decision avoids a 3-way contest in one of the most closely watched 2024 Senate races, a hard-to-forecast scenario that spawned fierce debate among political operatives about whether one major party would benefit in the quest for the Senate majority. In more national news, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and Threads logins restored after widespread outage, says the Associated Press. A technical issue caused widespread login issues for a few hours across Meta's Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Messenger platforms on Tuesday. Andy Stone, Meta's head communications, acknowledged the issues on X, formerly known as Twitter, and said the company resolved the issue as quickly as possible for everyone who was impacted, and we apologize for any inconvenience. Users reported being locked out of their Facebook accounts and feeds on the platform, as well as Threads and Instagram were not refreshing. WhatsApp, which is also owned by Meta, appeared unaffected. A senior official with the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency told reporters Tuesday that the agency was not aware of any election nexus or any specific malicious cyber activity nexus to the outage. In more national news, Supreme Court temporarily blocks Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants. Texas plans to arrest migrants who entered the U.S. illegally and ordered them to leave the country, headed to the Supreme Court in a legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. An order issued this week by Justice Samuel Alito put the new Texas law on hold for at least the next week while the High Court considers what opponents have called the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago. And finally, in entertainment news, with release of 10th book, Allison Wynn Scotch explains ways writers need help from their readers. For her 10th novel, best-selling author Allison Wynn Scotch was inspired by the idea of a popular female star whose career and image are threatened by a scandal and the lengths she'll go to restore her reputation. In the time of post-Me Too, women still have it harder. They're still put under a microscope in a different way. They're still judged over the smallest slip-up, and I was interested in seeing how they could derail a woman's life, Scotch said. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Along life's journey, you will be faced with difficulties that will threaten to derail all that you have worked for in becoming the best you. Instead of running from the challenges and being haunted by them, stare them down and say this: I will not be defined by you. My life is more than what you try to make it. You will not get the best of me. You will not win. Have an amazing Wednesday. Molly Cyrus and Pharrell are artists of the week. This week, here's a new single, Doctor, right here on Conversation Daily News. Dr. Taz Positive Thoughts with Dr. Teresa Smith. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Taz of a Positive 365 Positive Thoughts. Humans have a remarkable capacity for resilience. We can bounce back from setbacks and become stronger than we were before because of the incredible inner strength within each of us. stability is not just about surviving. It is about seeing challenges as opportunities for growth and transformation.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Tanya Topka of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Dirty News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cypress Webb with your News You Can Use. Tanya Topka, the Director of the Office of Defects Investigation at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, as we're celebrating Vehicle Safety Recall Week, to talk about what you need to know. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Tanya, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So this is an interesting time for us. A lot of us are preparing, of course, for daylight savings time, so we're looking forward to that. But what is Vehicle Safety Recalls Week, Tanya, and why does it normally fall around this time?
Sure. So every year ahead of daylight saving time, we recognize Vehicle Safety Recalls Week. And that's because we've all been trained to do those safety maintenance items around our home, like checking your smoke detector batteries or checking the filter in your furnace and making sure that it's clean. So we're just extending it out from your home to your vehicles and your vehicle equipment to make sure that those vehicles are safe and free of unfixed recalls, recall repairs that should be done. And again, you can quickly, easily check for vehicle recalls or tires, trailers, car seats, any type of vehicle equipment by going to nhtsa.gov/recalls.
So, Tanya, if our vehicle has an open recall, how do you move forward with getting it serviced?
Sure. So if you find out that your vehicle has an open recall on it, whether you get notification from the manufacturer with specific instructions, or maybe you're the third or fourth vehicle owner and you didn't receive that notification and you go to our website and look up and see you have an open recall, your first step is just to remember, don't worry about cost. All the recall repairs are free of charge to you. You shouldn't be charged a cent for that work. And then contact your local dealership and see if you need to set up an appointment or if you can just come by. Maybe it's something that can be done over the air with a software update, and you don't even have to come to the dealership at all.
Cypress Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. But we've got to some more news. Message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, a throwback from our artist of the week, Miley Cyrus. We also have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts and an entertainment spotlight as well. Until then, I'm your host, Cypress Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Nerdy News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.